When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so Jeff needs some guidance in this. Hey, guys, my girlfriend told me I had to reach out and share the first time she met my parents. My mom is a big personality. She loves to treat people she just meets like they've been friends for years.
Okay.
Usually, it's an endearing quality. Until she starts telling embarrassing stories about my childhood.
Mm.
In her mind, it's helping my girlfriend get to know me even more. But she didn't need to know that I used to play with my Star Wars figures on the toilet.
LOL. Who hasn't, right?
Or that I cried every Christmas for 4 years thinking Santa was my grandpa and being jealous that other kids sat on his lap at the mall and never came over for family dinners.
Oh.
Sorry.
Did that just get you?
It did. This is so sad. I have talked to her about this and asked her to stop sharing so much early on, but wanted to reach out as kind of a public service announcement to other parents meeting their kids' significant others for the first time. Let's not do all of that sharing. Anyway, like I said, my girlfriend thought you guys would get a kick out of it. She was right, Jeff. I did get a kick out of it.
So sad.
That Santa was a grandpa. Grandpa, why are you spending all this time with those other kids? And why are you ever coming over for dinner? That's so sad. For 4 years.
Poor guy.
Oh, dang it.
Poor guy.
Dang it.
But, you know, I mean, wouldn't... Okay, so as a significant other, wouldn't you like to hear that? Isn't that... That's not embarrassing, right?
I would. Personally, that would make me fall in love with him even more.
Yeah,
Jeff,
I was going to say
that makes you an even cuter guy in my eyes.
Right. That just shows that, you know, you're human and everybody's got, history and everybody's got a thing.
But I get it, as the guy, you're trying to, you know, look like this strong man, you know.
Yeah, cool. It sounds like it was like, okay, I wasn't ready to reveal all the crazy just yet.
Right.
And, you know, some of that stuff are like little tidbits that you release every now and then,
fun facts.
Oh, hey, by the way.
Like an onion.
Yeah. When it comes up naturally in conversation, you go, oh, hey, by the way, you know, I used to think my grandpa was Santa Claus and never came over and had dinner with us, you know, and it's one of those little anecdotal things.
Yes. When you're putting together your little wedding video, right? When you're that far into the relationship and you're going through like kid pictures and putting together a little video showing how you got together and all the things, that's when some of those stories can come out because she's locked in.
Yeah. So I think what maybe Jeff wants is to know that he's not alone in this, and that's, if nothing, what we do here on 99.7 DJX. So,
wait a second, James. James is rolling in to help Jeff not feel so bad. Every time I bring a new partner over, my mother has to bring out the picture of me sitting at a piano playing naked when I was 3. I hate it every time.
See, James knows. He feels your pain, Jeff. Listen, what would be great is if you recreated that someday. And you got another photo of that.
Yeah.
And he said, here, Mom, check this out.
Here you go. Mom, got another picture for you.
I got a picture for you. All right, so 502-795-1997. What embarrassing story did your parents share about you to your significant other? Or maybe you got a chance to hear as the significant other. We'd love to hear your stories. Those embarrassing little stories that your parents can't resist telling a new significant other or person that is new in your life that just may be a little bit embarrassing. Jeff, he was like, yo, my girlfriend wanted us or wanted me to let you guys know that my mom can't resist telling people that I used to play with my Star Wars figures on the toilet or thought grandpa was Santa Claus, all that stuff.
4 years and he got mad when other kids sat on his lap and never came over for dinner.
Yeah, he got a little jealous streak in him. Got a text from Sherry who said her mom loves to tell people how she was tricked into eating dry dog food as a kid by her brothers.
Oh.
And she loved it.
Oh, my gosh.
And they had to child-proof the dog food bin so she would stop snacking on it.
Oh, no.
I will say, I remember... I remember that was a thing at my house where I had a friend who went downstairs and was like, you know what? I remember him going, oh, you got this dog food and started eating the dog food at house.
Stop.
Because he liked the like little bits of cheese or something that was in the kibbles or whatever. And I was like, what? So anyways, that's funny.
Oh, wow. Lisa says, as a mother of an adult son, I can't say I feel mom is necessarily doing anything wrong. Having said that, I have the utmost respect for my son as a young man, so I don't tell those stories immediately, as I know that would take him off. I may sprinkle them in later, but mom has to have some boundaries. P.S. She sounds like a hoot, though. God love her.
You know what? It's always the naked pictures that come out, right? Because Nicole texts in and says, my mom used to break out a picture of me around 4 or 5 years old on the toilet, panties to my ankles, big bright red beach ball between my legs every single time. It's those naked pictures that you grab that you know, it's like, oh, hey.
That's the cutest, though.
I don't know if you've seen my son naked, but here, look at this.
So cute.
Elizabeth.
When I was a kid, at Christmas time, I did not know how to spell VCR, but I wanted one so bad. And needless to say, my parents wanted to tell my now wife, that whole story.
That you didn't know how to spell VCR?
No, because I thought it was like a whole word. I thought it was like a really long word, and I didn't know it was like literally three letters.
That is funny.
How do you spell VCR?
Yeah, I don't know. It's needless to say, I've not been able to live it down.
Oh.
I was 7 at the time.
I mean, you've learned how to spell it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, good.
40 in 2 months.
There you go.
Love that.
And then Liz texted, when my dad met my husband for the first time, he told him the guy before him didn't have teeth, and I helped chew his food. And then compared me to a communicable disease. Can't get rid of me. I'm like a bad check. I'll just keep coming back. I'm used to his humor and messing with me, but now my now husband asked if he was serious.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Another one. Nicole texts back and was like, hey, loves to say that me and my little brother used to stick rocks up our nose.
Oh, gosh.
Are you sure you want to date her? She used to stick rocks up her nose.
And she said it stuck a red hot up her nose and used to eat water bugs, too. Oh, she said we get it from her mama. She stuck a red hot up her nose and used to eat water bugs.
That's good stuff. Good sharing. I like that stuff.
Oh, all the sharing is fun.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to add to it, I mean, hey, you know what? Misery loves company, right?
Absolutely.
You can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show or up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. That is Group Therapy.